今天我要跟大家分享的题目是耶稣喂饱五千人。
Today's the title we share with us is Jesus feeds the 5,000.
按照我们的查经的进度呢，今天是讲到的进度，今天是在约翰福音的第六章。
Based on the sermon progress, now we're on chapter 6 of John.
从第一节到第十五节。
From verses 1 to 15.
中国人是一个讲究吃的民族。
Chinese people are particularly concerned about diet.
最近听到一些弟兄姐妹他们回国回来的他们的报告。
And recently we heard about a lot of brothers and sisters they report to us from what they.
本来是探亲的，后来都是变成吃饭。
When they originally visit their relative, but they become just eating.
天天吃。
Every day you eat.
一天三餐，除了早餐不吃，还没有来得及消化，剩下两餐都在吃。
And three meals a day, and breakfast hasn't been digested completely, and then they.
好像在吃饭的时候，我们可以建立我们的友谊。
It seems like we can build up our friendship during eating.
我现在他们回去吃，不再是大鱼大肉的吃。
Now they just not just eat a lot of big fish and big meat.
他们现在吃呢是什么东西奇怪吃什么。
They eat whatever rare whatever.
什么东西吃不到，他们要吃什么
？When they cannot get those food, then they like to eat them.
如果简单的这个总论一下，天上飞的除了飞机之外，什么都吃。
Simply saying that, you know, in the air besides airplane, they eat.
地上跑的除了汽车之外，什么都吃。
On the ground besides automobile, they eat everything.
那个海水里面越深底下的东西，他们越要吃。
You know, the deeper the ocean, whatever creature they want to eat it.
还好 Titanic 他们吃不动，所以他们没办法吃。
So yeah, fortunately they cannot eat Titanic, that's why.
中国人喜欢吃，所以在这一段圣经呢，对于我们很多人都很熟悉，耶稣喂饱五千人。
And a lot of us familiar with this verse passage.
那这一段的圣经呢，它也是唯一的一个神迹，是四卷福音书里面都有记载的。
This passage is like the only one in four Gospels they recorded here.
唯一约翰和其他三卷福音书不太一样的地方。
And that's the only difference that from John, book of John.
他记载这个神迹呢，他不仅仅只是要记载这个神迹。
They're not only just to record these miracles.
他是要把这个神迹当作一个铺路，好像一个记号，为的是要耶稣过两天，他准备要向这一群群众所传讲的生命之粮的信息。
It seems like paved the way to talk about in the future. They prepare for the food for the crowds.
耶稣要把这一群广大的群众，把他们从属肉体的需要，把他们转移到让他们看见他们属灵的需要。
They want to transfer all these people's physical need to the spiritual needs.
所以约翰老约翰认为这一个神迹是相当的重要。
Old John think about this miracle is very important.
那么他在记载这个神迹的时候，和其他三卷福音书的记载方法就不太一样。
And the method recorded in the book of John is different than the other gospel.
因为他在记载这个神迹，他不仅仅只是要告诉我们一个神迹，他是要告诉我们主耶稣基督彰显这个神迹的时候。他有什么目的
？And not only just recording the miracle, but also tell us how you know what purpose Jesus Christ revealed this miracle.
我想我们今天可以简单的从三个方面来思想主耶稣基督借着这个信息要告诉我们一些什么事情。
You know, today we want to analyze in three aspects that to see how Jesus Christ revealed us.
第一点，我想耶稣要告诉我们的是，耶稣体恤我们的需要。
First, we want to say that Jesus concern our needs.
每一个人通通都有需要。
Everybody has needs.
但是在今天的经文当中，耶稣他不单单是知道我们的需要。
Today this passage is not Jesus, not only Jesus know our needs.
而且他体恤我们的需要。
Also he solicit to our needs.
他更要满足我们的需要。
Also want to satisfy our needs.
第二件事情我们要看的是，他借着这一段的圣经，他要教导我们，他想要呼召我们，呼召我们成为他祝福的管道。
And the second point is.He wants to call us to be His channel of blessings.
他要让我们变成他祝福这个世界的管道。
He wants us to be the channel to bless this whole world.
他自己原本是那位创造宇宙万有的神。
Originally, He's the God created this universe.
在他没有难成的事情。
In Him, there's no difficulty.
但是他却 愿意与我们同工。
But he's willing to co-work with us.
让我们可以成为他恩典的管道。
So we can be their channels of grace.
最后一件事情我想要跟大家分享的是，他告诉我们，当我们回应他的时候。
The last thing we want to share is like he told us when he talked to us and we want to respond.
就好像那个门徒带着那个孩童来到神面前的时候。
Just like the disciple bring the children to him.
当我们回应神的呼召的时候。
When we are responding to.
他会要让我们看见他的丰富。
He will let us to see his abundance.
他的丰富不单单仅仅只是今世得百倍。
His abundance is not only on this life.
他要叫我们看见我们的丰富是在我们的来世可以得永生。
He wants to show us that our abundance can be from eternal life.
他要让我们过一个丰盛的生命。
He wants to have abundant life.
要让我们知道我们的神他是何等的伟大。
Let us know that our God is so great.
首先我们就来看一下第一件事情，耶稣体恤我们众人的需要。
First, we want to see that how Jesus want to solicit our needs.
耶稣知道我们的需要。
Jesus know our needs.
我们先来看看这一群的众人了、啊。这不是我们后面知道是五千男丁，在其他的三卷书里面都有特别讲到是五千的男丁，所以呢，加上妇人、小孩啊、总共我想大概一两万个人。
We talk about 5,000. We know that they're all 5,000 men, but with including women and children, then about 10,000.
我们先来看一下，在第六章的第二节那边，一众人为什么要来跟随耶稣？这么多的人为什么会来跟随耶稣
？Now we take a look on John chapter 6:2. Why so many people want to follow him?
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
Because there's a lot of people seeing him doing miracle, perform miracle to that.
这些人跟随耶稣是因为他们看见了许多耶稣所行的神迹。
They want to follow him because they know a lot of miracles.
耶稣在世上行了许多的神迹。
He did a lot of miracle on earth.
他叫瞎眼的看见，瘸子的行走，大麻风的得洁净，死人复活。
And he let the blind see and the crippled to walk and dead people to be resurrected.
他彰显这么多的神迹，为的是要告诉我们，他是一位恩典慈爱的神。
He did so many miracles because he wanted to tell us that he's a graceful.
而且他证明他自己的权柄，他是神的儿子。
He wanted to show us his authority. He's God's son.
但是这一些群众啊，一万多个人的群众啊，他们这样子的跟随他，不是因为他们认识他是神的儿子。
So many people, like about 10,000 people follow him, is not because he's son, God, son of God.
约翰在这个地方记载说，因为他们看见了这些神迹，稀奇主耶稣基督能够做的事情，跟随了他。
In book of John, it says like because they see so many miracles performed by Jesus, and they feel so curious, they want to follow him.
妈妈可能带着孩子说，我们跟随着主耶稣基督，我们的疾病可以得到医治，我们的需要可以得到满足，等等等等，这些人就永永跃跃的跟随耶稣。
And some mothers will think about, well, we, you know, Jesus can heal our sickness and also give us so many things, and that's why we want to follow.
我不知道你们为什么跟随耶稣。
I don't know why you want to follow Jesus.
但是我记得以前我刚刚信主的时候，我是因为来到教会。我的需要可以得到满足。
But for me, because I come to the church and my needs can be satisfied.
我那个时候跟随耶稣，我记得，在我的生活上面有困难。
I remember when I came here during my time that of difficulty.
在我的经济学业上面有困难。
Because I had economic crisis and also my academic.
当我来到教会里面，看见许许多多有爱心的弟兄姐妹。
When I came to this church, I see a lot of loving brothers and sisters.
当我听见这位主耶稣基督，他可以满足世人的需要。
And I heard this Jesus cry, can satisfy our needs.
我就来到了教会。
That's why I came.
跟随了耶稣。
Follow Jesus.
我并不清楚这位永生神的儿子，他的能力到底有多大。
I was not sure this God's son that how big his power.
他到底可以在我的生命做什么事情？
How can he do? You know anything in our life?
因为我们的 心思和意念都集中在这个世界上面的东西。
Because our thinking is all concentrated on this world.
我们跟随他。
So we follow him.
仅仅只是因为我们知道他可以满足我们的需要。
Only because he can satisfy us.
我想每一个人都有需要。
I think everybody has needs.
有一些需要，有一些需要是显而易见，是不是？
Some of the needs can be obvious, right?
有一些需要呢是显而易见的需要。
Some of the needs are obvious needs.
对不起，是怎么？好，有一些需要是显而易见的需要，比如说，
For example,
你肚子饿了，
When you're hungry,
你会想要吃东西。
You want to eat things.
你肚子饿了，你马上会想到去找东西吃。
When you're hungry, you think about get.
明天要交房租了。
Tomorrow you need to pay rent.
你会想办法去啊、银行领钱。
You try to get to the bank to get your money.
被老板 lay off 了。
You get laid off by your boss.
你赶快会去找工作。
You get try to get.
这些的需要是显而易见。
All those needs are obvious.
或者你自己知道，或者别人会提醒你。
Maybe other people can remind me, maybe you know that.
那有一些需要呢，可能就不是这么容易。
Some of the needs are not so obvious.
有一些需要呢，可能是隐而未现。比如说，你们不晓得早上要不要吃维他命。
Some of the hidden needs, for example, in the morning, do you eat multivitamins?
为什么要吃维他命？
Why you need to eat vitamins?
身体好好的，为什么要吃维他命？
You're healthy, why you need to eat it?
你肚子也不是饿，也或是怎么样，反正就是要吃维他命。
You're not hungry, but you still want to eat it, why?
比如说，我们最近Chelsea 的父亲赵先生，他最近这个 bypass 的手术做得非常的成功。
For example, Chelsea's daddy recently had a bypass surgery.
常常听到，大概有我是年纪慢慢大了，常常听到我的朋友们呢，他们要做心导管的手术啊，或者是 balloon 啊这些东西，像这种血管里面的这个需要，我们可能不是很清楚。
And I heard a lot of my friends and they have angioplasty and different surgery and this kind of needs is like of the blood vessel, then I don't know.
一直要等到有一天这个心脏病出了问题了之后，我们才晓得哇，我们糟糕，有很大的需要。
And then one day that we found that we have some, you know, heart problem, then we know that we have such needs.
还有一些需要，比如说人们都需要爱和关怀。
There are some other needs, like for example, people want love and care.
当一个小孩子在成长的过程当中没有领受过爱的滋润的时候，
When a child growing up that they never receive any care,
他的个性可能会被扭曲。
And they could their character can be distorted.
当一个人单独的活着，没有周围的朋友给他的关怀的时候，他的情绪会变得非常的低落。
If a person live a solitude life and then no there his emotion can be.
这些属于感情情感上面的需要。
This is emotional need.
不一定是这么显而易见的。
It's not so obvious.
一直等到有一天我们觉得已经很颓丧，不晓得为什么身体也不好，什么都不对的时候，我们才知道原来在我们的情感上面有一些的需要没有被满足。
One day we found that we're so despair and then so unhealthy, everything fall down that we just found out that, oh, because our emotional need is not satisfied.
我们可能花了我们大部分的时间在这个世界上，都是为了要满足这些属肉体上面的需要。
Maybe we spend most of the time to try to satisfy these physical needs.
如果你们还记得神在创世纪的时候造人的时候，他就这么说。
When you when we found that in Genesis chapter 1 that God says,
他说神赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
And God says asks us to be fruitful and multiply and also to rule the world.
你看到神造人的时候，我们有两个很重要的目的，第一个是生养众多，第二个是治理这地。
When God first created human beings, that He wants us to be fruitful and multiply and to rule the world.
所以想想看，你们每一天忙碌的生活，为了要满足哪一些需要呢？不外是你们家庭的需要，不外是你们工作上面的需要。
And see, we're so busy to take care of our needs, no, just our family needs and our physical needs.
难道我们人生的目的就只有这两个吗？
Is it just only these two needs that we need?
不是的。
No.
神在我们的口中吹了一口气，鼻孔里面吹了一口气。
God breathed, give us a breath through our nostrils.
让我们成为有灵的活人。
Let us become a spiritual being.
所以在我们的生命里面有一个很重要的一部分是那个属灵的需要，我们常常不知道去满足它。
Inside all of us, then we have a spiritual need that we oftentimes we don't know how to satisfy it.
但是单单满足我们肉体的需要，我们忽略了这个属灵的需要，我们的生命会变得一团的紊乱。
If we only satisfy our physical need and but not taking care of the spiritual needs, then we will be very empty.
当主耶稣基督看到这一群人的时候，
When Jesus Christ sees this crowd,
当主耶稣基督看到这一群人，他们不单单是在肉体上面有需要的时候，
When the Lord sees this crowd that not only they have physical needs,
他知道我们还有一个更深一层的需要。
He knows that we have the deep level of needs.
在约翰福音这个地方没有讲得很清楚，但是在马可福音第六章三十四节的地方，他这么说。
In this book of John, they didn't say that, but in Mark 6:34, he said.
在马可福音第六章三十四节的时候，他这么说。他说，耶稣出来，见有许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
He says, when Jesus went and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
当主耶稣基督看到这一万多个人在他的面前的时候，他看见他们，他用一个很清楚的图像的语言告诉我们说，这些人好像羊没有牧人。
And he sees so many 10,000 crowds, and he sees so many people, and but.He has a graphic teaching saying that they are just like shepherd with, they are just like sheep without shepherd.
我以前小孩，我女儿小的时候，我很喜欢放一首儿歌给她听，叫做什么？小羊儿啊，哈，这个就是讲到这个羊妹，有个小羊妹妹啊，她跑丢了，好像那个牧人在寻找她，就是失羊的这个比喻，这个小羊啊搞丢了。
And when my daughter was young, that I always tell her a story, sing a song, and it's just like this, a lost sheep that is an analogy of this passage.
你们是尝试着想象这个主耶稣基督他要描述的这个图画，这个小羊啊，他走在一个很大的一片草原呢、啊，很多的绿地，可是呢，他走丢了，他的牧羊人不在他的旁边，就他一只羊。
You can imagine just like what Jesus said here. It's like, imagine there's a sheep, there's a young sheep that they in a big plateau and just get lost and don't know where to go.
突然外面打雷了。
All of a sudden there's a thunder.
然后呢，外面有狼叫了。
And there's a wolf crying.
满地的青草。
Just like the whole bunch of lawn.
遍地的食物。
And a lot of food.
这个小羊来不及吃了。
But he cannot, you know,
他就东跑跑西跑跑。
He just,Go here and go there.
因为他不知道他前面的道路是什么。
He didn't know what his path.
他一直跑，一直跑，一直跑，跑得精疲力尽。
Until he got exhausted.
他忘记了他可以在这个地方就安安稳稳地享受天父所为他预备的一切的食物。
He forgot he can only sit there to get everything the grace from God.
剩下那些没有走丢的羊跟着牧人，虽然没有很多的绿地。但是他们走到一个地方，他们就安安稳稳地下来吃东西。
He's not like other remaining those sheep with shepherd, then they can be comfortably, you know, going anywhere with the shepherd.
主耶稣基督看见这一万多个人。
Jesus Christ sees these 10,000 people.
他怜悯他们。
He had mercy on them.
因为主耶稣基督看见的是如同羊没有牧人一般。
Because what he saw is sheep without shepherd.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们人活着不是单单靠食物。
We live not only by, you know, with physical food.
生命记告诉我们说，人活着不是单单靠食物。
Deuteronomy told us we live not only for physical bread.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But for God's word.
今天这个社会就像当时旷野的一万多个人一样。
This society, we just like, you know, those sheep on the wilderness.
多少的人迷失在这个寻找的过程当中。
Many people during their seeking time, they lost.
我们每一天匆匆忙忙的在努力寻找。
Every day we're just so busy to seek.
我们好像要寻找一个安稳的地方，我们可以得到平安和喜乐。
We try to find a comfortable place to be quiet.
我们以为一个更好的政府可以给我们平安。
We think that a better government can give us peace.
所以有一些中国的，我们这些，我们很多从中国或台湾的，我们移民到美国来。
There's a lot of people from Taiwan and like us from China and Taiwan, we immigrate here.
认为在这个自由和平的社会里面，我们可以找到更多的平安和喜乐。
Because in this liberal and society, we can find peace.
有一些人以为更好的工作可以带给我们平安。
A lot of people think that a better job can give us peace.
也许一个更理想的工作可以满足我们的需要。
Maybe a more ideal job can satisfy our needs.
但是一再的失望。
But we are disappointed again.
留给我们的是一个永无止境的饥渴。
And what we give us is just emptiness.
和更多更多的虚空。
And more and more emptiness.
我们和在山上的这一群众人有什么不一样呢？
Anything different? You know, we are from, you know, the mountain people.
如果我们认为这不断的寻找和追求，有更多的名誉、地位和金钱可以给我们满足的话，
We think that our ongoing seeking for fame and money that can give us satisfaction.
很可能就像这一万多个人，他们在追随主耶稣的时候，他们以为他们在追随主耶稣基督，也许可以满足他们这肉体的需要。
Then we'll be just like these 10,000 crowds that maybe we follow Jesus and it can satisfy our needs.
但是我们都知道，
We all know that.
我们在我们的里面有一个空洞，除了神以外，没有人可以填满。
Inside of all of us, we have a hole that except God, nobody can satisfy us.
耶稣可以满足我们的需要。
Jesus can satisfy our needs.
耶稣他不单单是可以满足我们肉体的需要。
Jesus not only satisfy our physical needs.
他可以满足我们属灵的需要。
He can also satisfy our spiritual.
他不单单是用他的话语喂养我们。
He's not only feed us with his word.
主耶稣基督今天也在我们当中告诉我们，他用要用五饼和二鱼来喂饱这一些人。
And Jesus also in our midst telling us that he can feed 5,000 with five loaves.
在第六章第五节的地方，主耶稣基督他看见这许多的人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼给他们吃呢？
When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
虽然这一群跟随耶稣的人，他们的动机也许并不是最正确的。
Even though, maybe these people, they follow Jesus, their motives is not correct.
但是耶稣仍然要喂饱他们。
And Jesus still want to feed them.
他今天仍然可以满足我们每一个人的需要。
He still today can feed all of our needs.
他要我们去寻找那些失丧的灵魂。
He want us to seek those lost souls.
他用我们能够在这个世界上为他寻找那些失丧的灵魂来到他的面前，他要填满我们的需要。
And he want to use us to find those lost souls, and then we can come in front of him, he can satisfy our needs.
所以很有意思的事情就发生了。约翰在这个地方的记载和其他的通通都不一样。
It's very interesting things happen here that this John's recording is different than other gospel books.
其他的福音书都说耶稣对门徒说，你们去给他们吃吧。
All three other gospel books says like, oh, you just go and feed them.
但是在这个地方，耶稣特别问腓力，说我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
But here Jesus purposely asked Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
腓力是本地人，就是伯赛大人，就是耶稣他们在的山上，他是当地的人，所以呢，耶稣问他这个话是很自然的。
Because Philip was a local people, and that's why Jesus asked him very naturally.
但是耶稣问他的问题是什么？
But what question are Jesus asking?
耶稣是不是问说我们是不是应该买饼给他们吃？
Does he said that? Oh, should we buy bread for them?
耶稣是不是这样子问？
Did he say that?
耶稣的问题是说我们要买饼给他们吃。
Jesus' question say that we need to buy bread for them.
但是我们去哪里买？
But where to go?
是不是？
Right?
他想要腓力告诉他去哪里买。
He wants Philip to tell him where to go to buy the bread.
为什么约翰在这个地方特别要把这个腓力这件事情记载出来，和其他的三卷福音书都不一样呢？
Why John purposely, you know, record here and it's different from other gospel books?
原来约翰要告诉我们这一件很重要的事情。 神主耶稣基督要借着这件事情告诉我们，他要呼召我们要成为他祝福的管道。
It is because John wants us to tell us that he used this miracle to call us to be his channels of blessing.
他要呼召我们成为他的管子，好让他的祝福可以借着我们流到万人当中。
He called us so that we can be his channels to bless all thousands of people.
在第六节的地方，约翰就有一个小的注释说，他原知道怎样行。
And in John chapter 6 and 6, he knows, Jesus knows what to do.
我们的神是那位创造宇宙万有的神。
Our God is the God creates the God's universe.
他是从无变有的神。
And he can turn zero to everything.
他替大地立根基。
And he laid the foundation for
他替海洋定疆界。
And he gave boundary of the oceans.
神在创造万物的时候，我们在什么地方？
When God created the universe, where we were.
他说有就有，他命立就立。
When he speak it into being,
在他岂有难成的事呢？
Is there any difficulty for God?
那么他为什么还需要我们与他同工来祝福这个世界呢？
Then why he still need us to bless this world?
约翰福音第六章的第六节这么说，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道怎么行。因为他要我们教导我们如何与他同工，所以他要给腓力一个机会，让他学习这个信心的功课。
In the book of John, chapter 6:6, he asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. He just gave us an opportunity to teach us how to co-work with him.
你知道要神要与我们同工不是一件容易的事情。
If God wants us to co-work with him, it's not an easy thing.
他自己做事情比较简单，对不对？
When he do things, it's easier, simple.
他说有就有，他命立就立。
When he says that there is a being that will be something.
他要叫我们和他一起做事情很麻烦。
It's very troublesome to ask us to co-work with him.
我前一阵子在教我儿子剪草。
A while ago, I teach my son to mow the lawn.
我自己剪很高兴啊，坐在车上听着音乐自己剪很高兴。但是我要教他剪草，很麻烦。
And when I was doing myself, I can listen to music, but I have to teach him. It's so troublesome.
他第一次剪草的时候，把我轮胎戳了一个洞。
And when he first do that, and he just make some mistakes.
花了100块钱去修一个轮胎。
And it just, we have flat tire, we have to spend few hundred dollars.
然后以后剪草呢，这里一坨没有剪，那里一坨没有剪，剪完了之后，我再重新去剪一次。
And he forget about this part and that part, and I have to redo all the whole thing.
教我们孩子们洗碗也是很麻烦，他洗完了，有时候我们还得再重新洗一次。
And teaching our kids to do the dishes is troublesome too. Then after they're done, we have to redo it.
但是当我们想到他们学会了这些功课，将来他们长大了之后，他们成为一个有用的人，他们可以独立的开始去做事的时候。
But when we teach this homework, then they can be useful. When they are growing up, then they can do that independently.
当我的邻居跟我讲说，哇，你儿子真好啊，你都不用剪草了。
When my neighbor told me, oh, your kids are so good, then now you don't need to do the lawn anymore.
那种感觉啊。
That kind of feeling
比自己剪要高兴得多。
Is much happier than I do it myself.
要教会别人与自己同工，并不是一件容易的事情。
Teaching other people to co-work with us is not easy.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他要我们成为他流通的管子，他让我们跟他一起同工的时候，可以在这个同工的过程当中享受经历神的大能。
And He wants us to be a channel to bless this world, and He wants us to co-work with Him that then other people can share His Almighty.
不是一件容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing.
他要付出很多的心血。
He needs to pay a lot of efforts.
他要让他自己的独生的爱子来到这个世界上面，为我们死。
And He sent His begotten Son to die for us.
他必须要把他自己的独生爱子送到这个世界上面，为我们而死。 让我们可以与他连结，与他同工，不是一件容易的事情，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, and he sent his only begotten son to die for us so that we can co-work with him and learn from him. It's not an easy thing to do.
他给腓力一个小小的考试。
And he gave Philip a small task.
他这么做原本是要试验他。
He asked because he wanted to test him.
他要知道腓力跟着他这么些的时间，是不是认识到他所跟随的这位主是他能力的泉源。腓力仅仅只不过是一个他祝福的管道。
And he wanted to test Philip that, you know, so far that he's with this Lord, and whether he know him and whether he can get his strength and whether he can be a channel to bless the world.
主耶稣基督今天要使用我们，他要让我们，他要让我们思想一下，我们认不认识到我们自己仅仅只不过是他的管道。
And today he wants to use us, and we have to think about whether today we are his channel to bless.
我们认有没有办法认识到我们自己仅仅只是这一个管道
？Do we really understand that we are his channel?
腓力失败了。
And but Philip failed.
他第一次考试就考不及格。
The first test he failed.
你看腓力怎么的失败法呢
？How he failed his test?
好。这个腓力啊，他回答主耶稣基督。
Philip answered Jesus.
他说啊，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们每一个人吃一点也是不够的。
He said 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite.
你们还记不记得耶稣问他什么问题
？Do you remember what Jesus asked him?
耶稣问他说去哪里买饼
？Jesus asked where to go to buy the bread.
去 Walmart 还是去？Pick and save.
You go to Walmart or Pick and Save.
还是 Sam's Club.
Or Sam's Club.
他没有回答。
He didn't answer.
他没有回答耶稣这个问题。
He didn't ask.
他回答的问题是什么
？What did he answer?
按照我的经验呐、啊。
Based on my experience.
我可以给你下一个结论。
I can give you a conclusion.
你就是花二十两的银子买饼也不够他们吃的。
Even you spend 8 months' wages and you cannot.You know, get enough.
换一句话说，耶稣的问题问错了。
And it means like Jesus asked the wrong question.
所以，腓力他认不认识到他在神面前是一个流通管子的身份呢
？So in other words, do you think Philip would understand in front of God that he's a channel?
他不知道。
He doesn't know.
他以为门徒们需要为神做工。
He thinks that all disciples have to work for God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神的面前侍奉神，在传福音，我们也很辛苦，你们知道吗
？Brother and sister, that we in front of God, we preach gospel and we do ministry is very difficult.
我们只有这么仅仅的两三百个人的resource.
We only have the resource of 200 to 300 people.
那我们必须要把这个福音广传，每一个人我们的钱包都有限，我们能够做的事情有多少呢？
And we need to spread the gospel, and but we have limited money and how much faith we have.
当主耶稣基督要我们把这个福音传到万邦的时候
，When Jesus Christ asks us to preach the gospel to all nations,
我们可能跟神说，你开玩笑吧。
Maybe we talk to God that, are you kidding?
我们能够照顾到 Milwaukee 这么一点点地方的就已经很不错了。
If we can focus on the Milwaukee, this small place is already very good.
我们常常被我们面前现实的困难阻挡了我们的眼睛，让我们没有办法看见神的大能。
And we often time that we just we are scared and you know hindered by the difficulty in front of us, then we didn't see God's almightiness.
我们不单单是没有看见他的大能。
Not only we don't see His
greatness. 而且我们常常自己把我们自己的工作当作是神的工作。
And oftentimes we think about our ministry is God's work.
你知道很多钱呢、啊？他说这个二十两银子是大概一个人8个月的薪水啊。
And a lot, we know that these 8 months' wages is a very long time to earn.
不要说没有钱了，有钱也不一定买得到。
Not mention about money. Even if you have money, you may not buy enough.
有钱不一定买得到这么多的饼。
Even if you have money, you cannot may not be able to buy.
我以前年轻的时候啊。
When I was younger.
我是工程师，所以我常常呢自以为是的，常常会犯一个错。每一次呢设计到一个东西呢遇到困难，我就说这个 cannot be done。
And I was an engineer,、and I always write, and I think that, oh, this cannot be done or that cannot be done.
或者说这个是绝对没有办法设计的。
And I don't think this can be implemented.
后来我年纪渐长了之后发现呢、啊、这个话不能随便讲、啊、
And when I was growing older, I think that I cannot say that so easily, this kind of thing.
Nothing cannot be done. 没有一件事情是没有办法做的。
Nothing cannot be done. Everything can be done.
在神的手中。
In God's
hand. 还是在你的手中。
Or in your hand.
腓力没有办法认识到这个道理。
Philip didn't recognize this principle.
他以为耶稣是叫他去办事。
He think God asked him to do things.
他没有看见和他说话的这一位是创造宇宙万有的神。
He didn't see that this is the God that.
他是自由拥有的神。
He is.
约翰福音第一章第三节告诉我们说，万物都是借着他所造的。
In book of John, he said that everything created by him and through him.
万物都是借着他所造的。
Everything is created for him.
神曾经用玛拿喂养以色列人在旷野当中四十年之久。
And God used manna to feed Israelite in wilderness for 40 years.
上百万的人四十年之久。神每一天定时的把玛拿降下来给他们。
For thousands of people in wilderness, God regularly give them manna to eat every day.
神岂会亏待我们呢？
Will God, you know, will God not treating us good?
他有那个永远的丰富。
He has eternal abundance.
问题只是我们知不知道，认不认识我们那位丰富的神。
The question is whether we know this abundant God.
主耶稣基督在这个地方操练腓力。
And in this place, Jesus tests Philip.
他今天也操练我们。
And he also, you know, tests us.
箴言书告诉我们说，你们要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要倚靠他，又要认定他，他必指引你的路。
And in prophet.He says, like, you have to rely on God and don't rely on your intelligence and in all the paths, and He can direct your path.
我们都很熟悉这个经节。
We know this verse.
我们都知道要专心的仰望耶和华。
We know that we need to concentrate.
但是遇见困难的时候。
But when we face difficulty.
遇见我们前面已经走不下去的时候。
When we face that's a dead end in front of us.
遇见你前面有好多的选择。不知道该如何往前走的时候。
When we are facing many choices, we don't know how to approach.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们是依靠耶和华，还是依靠我们自己
？Are we rely on Jehovah God or rely on ourselves?
腓力考试失败了。
Philip failed the test.
接下来呢？另外一个门徒非常的好。
And then there's another disciple. He's good.
这个门徒他叫做安德烈。
And this is Andrew.
安德烈呢带了一个孩童。
And he brought a child.
这个安德烈这个人呢很了不起。
This Andrew is really good.
圣经里面每次记载到他的时候呢，他是带他的哥哥彼得来到耶稣的面前。
And he used to, and our Bible said that he used to bring his brother, Peter.
现在带这个孩童来到耶稣的面前。
Now he brought this kid to Jesus.
这个人是一个很有人缘的人。
And he is a person with good connection.
大家都很信赖他。
Everybody likes.
喜欢跟他做朋友。
Love to be his friend.
很好的一个门徒。
He's a very good disciple.
安德烈呢，听了耶稣的话。
Andrew heard Jesus' word.
他听了耶稣的话呢，他就去群众当中找到一个小孩子，有五个饼和两条鱼。
And he heard Jesus said, and he go to the midst of the crowd, and he found a child that have.
他就把他带到耶稣的面前了。
And he brought this child in front to him.
他如果就把这个孩子带到耶稣的面前呢，然后说：“耶稣，我们有五条饼，五个饼和两条鱼，剩下都交给你了。”
He brought this kid that and tell Jesus, "Oh, this kid have five loaves of bread and two fish. Everything now it depends on you."
那他就考了100分了。
Then he got a full score.
可是他后面又加了一句。
But he add one thing.
中国人讲说画蛇添足哈。
And Chinese says that when you draw a snake, then you put, you give more, one more leg.
所以呢，本来是一百分，结果他只有八十分了。
Original he has full score, but now he only get 80%.
安德烈说什么？
What Andrew said?
他说啊，只是分给这么多人，这还算什么呢？
But then how far will we go, you know, among so many?
分给这么多人还算什么呢？
How can we divide it all to all of them?
但是已经比腓力好了。
And but it's better answer than Philip's.
这是我们信心成长的过程。
And that is how we grow our faith.
主耶稣基督要借着这五个饼和两条鱼，教给门徒一个很重要的功课。
Jesus Christ used these five loaves of bread and two fish to teach us important homework.
在他的手中，在神的手中。
In God's hand.
没有微不足道的奉献。
Nothing is too small.
没有任何的奉献是微不足道。
Nothing is too small to contribute.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个很大的应许，是不是？
Brother and sister, it's a big promise, right?
我们每一个人在教会里面，我们通通都有我们自己的工作。
And all of us in the church, we have our work.
你可能在教会只是帮忙搬椅子、洗碗。
Maybe you just move the chairs and wash the dishes.
有一些人只是每一个礼拜来到教会里面。
Some people just come here and sit here.
为牧师祷告。
But pray for pastors.
但是在神的眼睛里面，没有任何的奉献是微不足道。
But in God's eyes, there's nothing contribution is too small.
有一个这个有一个。比喻你们不知道有没有听过哈？有一个人呢，他到了一个工地上面去了，看到有两个人在挖洞。
And that's an analogy. I don't know whether you heard that. There's a construction site. There are two people to dig holes.
他走了，第一个人问他说：“你在干什么？”
And there's somebody just pass and say, "What are you doing?"
他说：“没什么，就挖洞了。”
Nothing. I just want to dig a hole.
天天挖吧。
Every day I dig.
也没什么事。
Nothing else.
今天少挖几个，明天多挖几个。身体不舒服少挖几个，身体好一点多挖几个。
When I'm physically well, I will dig more holes, but when I'm sick, I dig less.
Supervisor 在的时候多挖几个，他不在的时候少挖几个。
When supervisor's here, I dig more holes, but when he's not present, then I dig less.
还有这个人呢，又走了两步，在不远的地方看到另外一个人跟他一样在挖洞。
And this person go to another person and see the same thing digging holes.
他问他说你在干什么？
He asked, "What are you doing here?"
说我在盖一条桥。
I want to build a bridge.
他说我在盖一条桥。
I'm building a bridge.
我这个洞今天要赶快挖好，因为明天他们要来这个灌混凝土。
I need to catch the time to dig a hole because tomorrow they will fill some cement.
过两天他们支架就要搭起来了。
And they have to build, you know, the foundation as well.
马上桥就要建起来了。
And bridge will be done soon.
这附近的邻里的人呢，会得到很多很多的帮助。
And the neighbor will get a lot of benefit from it.
这个洞对我来说太重要了。
This hole is very important for me.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在神永生的国度里面。
In God's eternal kingdom.
在神这永远的国度里面。
In His eternal kingdom.
我们每一个人在他的里面。
In all of us in Him.
没有一个是微不足道。
Nothing, none of us are too small.
事实上
，In fact,
神的做法和我们的做法通常都不太一样的。
God's methods usually differentiate from ours.
在人的方法，我们都希望我们有很多很多的钱，很多很多的权力，很多很多的力量。
And in our ways, we want to have a lot of money and power.
我想，如果我们有很多的权利的话，我们一定可以做很多的事。
We think that if we have a lot of authority, we can do many things.
但是我们看看圣经里面的教导是什么呢？
But let's see what Bible's teaching is.
当摩西带领以色列出埃及的时候，是法老的追兵，还是摩西的杖？
When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, is that through Pharaoh's army or through Moses' staff?
当以色列百姓看见法老的追兵已经临近的时候，他们跟摩西说：“你让我们死了。”
And when the Israelites see Pharaoh's army chasing them, they talk to Moses, do you want us to die?
我们岂能够抵挡这么大的追兵呢？
How can we resist a whole bunch of people?
但是神要用的。
But when God wants to use us.
只是摩西的信心。
Just Moses' faith.
叫他伸出手。
Ask him to lift his hand.
举起杖。
And take up the staff.
洪水分开来了。
And the, you know, Red Sea split.
当以色列人在迎战非利士人的时候。
And when Israelite challenged by Philistines.
巨人哥利亚。
And a giant Goliath.
没有一个以色列人敢去迎战。
None of the Israelites can confront him.
但是神呢？
But God.
他仅仅只用了大卫的一个小石子。
He only used David's small stone.
仅仅只用了大卫的一个小石子。
Just David's stone.
当主耶稣基督在会堂外面。
When Jesus cried in front, before the temple.
别人呢看见的都是那个财主的捐献。
Other people only see the wealthy to, their gifts.
主耶稣基督看见的是什么？
What Jesus Christ saw.
主耶稣看见的是那寡妇的两个铜钱。
He only sees the two coins from the widow.
人的方法。
Human man's way.
神的方法。
And God's way.
安德烈的眼睛里面，这五饼二鱼是一个微不足道的东西。
And in Andrew's eyes, these five loaves of bread and two fish is really small.
当我们分开来之后，还有什么作用呢？
But when we divide them, then what, you know, what is the purpose?
但是弟兄姐妹，
But brothers and sisters,
神今天要用的就是你，就是我。
God today wants to use you and me.
他要我们和他同工。
He wants to co-work with us.
有一首诗。我听得很感动。
And that is a poem I'm very touched by.
我念给你们听。
I can read.
他说我见到一个寒冷颤抖的小女孩，穿着单薄的衣裳，畏缩在街头。
On the street, I saw a small girl, cold and shivering in a thin dress, with.
期待着一顿不可临到的温饱，我开始向神生气，发怒地说。
With little hope of a decent meal, I became angry and said to God,
你为什么允许这样的事情发生呢？你为何不伸出你恩慈的手？
Why did you permit this? Why don't you do something about it?
他却不作声，仍是依旧寒冷的长夜。突然神出声了。
For a while God said nothing. That night he replied quite suddenly.
清楚而且明确的，他说
quietly said,
我已经眷顾他了，因为我造了你。
I certainly did something about it. I made you.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神要我们与他同工。
God wants us to co-work with him.
神要使用我们。
He wants to use us.
虽然我们所拥有的只有一点点，
Even that what we have is only a little.
但是你认识到你是他流通的管子的时候，
But if you know that you are the channel of his,
你的能力是在乎那位创造宇宙万有的神的时候，
Your power is depending on this God created the universe.
五饼二鱼可以喂饱五千个人。
Five loaves of bread and two fish can feed 5,000.
最后我们要看主耶稣基督要教我们的另外一个功课，最后一个功课是回应他，他要让我们看见那丰盛的生命。
At last, Jesus Christ wanted to teach us another homework is to respond to him. He will show you the abundant life.
他不仅仅只是要满足我们的需要。
It's not only to satisfy our needs.
他要让我们的福杯满溢，
wants,
他要赐给我们那属天的粮食。
He wants our cups to overflow and give us the bread.
事实上他在下一章的这个讲章里面，当他讲到他是天上的粮的时候，这是一篇非常重要的讲章。主耶稣基督就要清楚地告诉这些人为什么他是从天上降下的粮食。
In fact that next chapter is talking about he's talking about he's the bread of life and tell us why he has to descend from heaven.
他呼召我们每一个人与他同工。
He called us to be his co-worker.
不单单仅仅只是接受他，成为我们个人的救主。
Not only to receive him as our own savior, personal savior.
他要用我们 让训练我们可以成为他祝福别人的管道。
He wants to use us and train us to be the channel of blessings to others.
终于他的门徒学会了。
Finally, his disciples.
当这些门徒照着耶稣的话去行的时候。
When these disciples to follow how Jesus do.
这个有名的奇迹就在他们当中展现出来了。
And this famous miracle is revealed through them.
我们来看第六章的第十节到第十三节。
Now we look at chapter 6, 10 to 13.
第十节。耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。这个地方讲数目约有五千，其他的三卷福音书都说是男丁有五千。
Jesus said, have the people sit down, there were plenty of grass in the place. And the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. 5,000 of them, but in other gospel book, it's only say 5,000 of men, male only.
耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish.
你注意到他们在拿着吃的时候，不是一个人分多少饼啊？他们是吃什么？buffet。
Did you notice they are not distribute equally different portion, but they eating like buffet style?
好，按着你自己能吃多少就吃多少，不像我们教会哈，我们教会很小气，一个人只给一点点哈，它是buffet啊。
It's like based on how much you can eat, it will be given to you. It's not like our church. We are kind of stingy. We give you the small portion each time.
十二节，他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。”他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten.
这五个饼和两条鱼。
These 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
喂饱了一万多个人。
Fed 10,000 of people.
More than 10,000 people.
More than 10,000 people.
而且零碎收拾起来。
And all, they gather all the leftover.
还可以装满十二个篮子。
The leftover can fill 12 baskets.
所以有很多人说，去中国餐馆打包就是从典故就是从这边来的。
And a lot of people said that, hey, we go to go take out from Chinese restaurant is from this story.
吃不剩下的要打包带回家。
Then we have to take leftover and take it home.
我想不是哈，我不可能圣经记载为了要教我们怎么样打包回家，不是的。
It's not the Bible teaches how to do the doggy bag.
在这个地方，主耶稣基督有很多重要的功课。
Here that Jesus Christ gives us a lot of homework.
我想在这一个神迹里面，最少你可以看见三个很重要的功课。
In this miracle, at least you can see three different homework.
第一个，主耶稣基督叫他们坐下，在其他的福音书里面呢，他说是要一排一排的坐下，五十个一排的，一百个一排的坐下。
And here, Jesus asked them to sit down. Also sit down in lines, like 50 people in line, and everybody in line.
在马可福音六章四十节那地方就说，有一百一排的，有五十一排的，一排一排的坐。
And in book of Mark 6:40, it says there's some people sitting in 50 person row, and some is 100 people in a row.
所以可见。当他说五千个男丁的时候，这个数目是有可靠性的，不是随随便便说的。
That's why that when he talk about 5,000 men and this that's very reliable. It's not just casually guessing.
刚刚 Mike Chen 请孟哲猜我们有多少人。
And before Mike asked 孟哲 to guess how many people we have here.
他一看就知道大概有多少人。
When he see, he can approximate.
因为你们是一排一排坐的。
Because you are sitting in the row.
我猜现在大概有150个人。
I think it's about 150 people here.
还有五千个男丁。
Yes, 5,000 men.
他告诉我们这件事情是要为了证明人数的准确性。
He tell us here because he wants to tell us the accuracy of the numbers.
第二件事情，他要记载的说，吃饱了，而且有余。
The second thing is he had enough to eat and also have leftover.
说明这个神迹的可靠性。
It also explains the miracles of this the reliability of this miracle.
有人说啊，因为那个小孩子把饼拿出来。大人们都不好意思，每一个人大概都尝了一点午餐哈，本来不想拿的，结果看到这个小孩子呢，就不好意思，也都拿出来吃了。
Some people said that maybe a lot of adults and see these kids saying that they can hide something, but later they think, oh, it's shameful, so they take it out to eat.
如果是这样子的话
，If that's the case，
那么怎么会有剩下的东西装满十二个篮子呢
？How can we have so many leftover to fill 12 baskets？
而且十二个篮子都是大麦饼呢
？And all 12 baskets are all, you know, barley loaves.
你看见了吗
？Can you see that？
神的祝福不单单是让我们吃饱
，God's blessing is not only to have we have enough food，
而且有余
，but also have leftover。
所以我太太请客的时候，她每一次做菜都要做的超过人家能够吃的东西。
That's why my wife want to treat other people with dinner. She always cook more than enough for the guests.
如果人家把菜吃完了之后，那一个晚上呢，我就不会很，她会一直问我，他们到底吃饱了没有？到底吃饱了没有
？If they just eat, you know, finish all the food, and then she would come bug me saying that, are you sure they finish? They have enough food? You think?
因为吃完的话，一定可能有一些人还没吃饱，是不是
？If you think that they finished,
孟哲点头，不要点头，下次不请你吃饭了。
Oh, don't knock your head. I will not treat you next time.
他一定要准备超过人家所能够吃的东西，才会让人家吃得饱的感觉，是不是
？They have to have abundant, you know, you also left over, then you will know that they have enough.
广东人很懂得这个道理，所以你去广东餐馆吃饭，他那个饭都盛到那个碗的上面。
And Cantonese people know this principle. When you go to eat, then they always have a big mountain above the bowl.
More than the bowl. 这个是有道理的啊！你看的是哇，好多哦。
That makes sense because when you see the oh, that's a lot.
他给你倒水的时候，一定倒到那个水流出来。
And when they pour water to you, and almost like it has to be flowing out.
他也不怕桌子脏，他就倒到水流出来。
They don't
那么你就觉得哇，好满哦。
They don't worry about dirtying the table. They just want you to say, "Oh, that's very full."
但是我们的神，诗篇二十三篇他告诉我们说，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
And Psalm 23 also tell us that you anoint my head and you make my cup overflow.
Make my cup overflow. 让我们的福杯满溢。
Make our cup overflow.
当门徒们来到神的面前，顺服神的旨意的时候，他们看见的是超过他们所求所想的。
And when disciple obey God, and when he sees that is everything is beyond our imagination.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我不晓得你们所经历的神是不是超过你们所求所想的神。
I don't know whether you experience God.More than you can imagine.
是不是超过你们想象范围里面的
Whether it's beyond your imagination.
你也愿意经历那个福杯满溢的经验吗
Do you want to experience my cup once over this experience?
你愿意神不单单是祝福你，仅仅是足够而已，让你从你的里面可以涌流出来那个活泉，让你的喜悦，让你的福分可以流到你周遭人的当中吗？
Do you want that God just give you bare enough, or you want God to through you to have abundant blessing flow from you?
最后一个。
Last one.
神要他们计算有多少个篮子的饼。
God want them to count, you know, how many baskets of leftover.
不是收收就算了。
It is just not like collecting and then done.
让他们数算神曾经给他们的恩典。
They want the disciple to count the blessing that God has ever given them.
因此就被记载下来。
So that will be recorded here.
我们才用这个上面学到了一个功课，神要我们不断的数算神的恩典。
And this homework, God wants us to count His blessings.
每一年感恩节，感恩节已经快到了。
Thanksgiving is almost coming.
不要等到感恩节的时候再数算神的恩典。
Don't wait until Thanksgiving, then you start counting the.
养成一个习惯。
You have to cultivate this habit.
每一个星期。
Every week.
每一天。
Every day.
尤其是在你遇到最大困难的时候。
Especially when you're facing trials.
数算你的恩典。
Count your blessings.
你数算你的恩典，你就知道神的恩惠有多少。
When you count your God's blessing, then you will know, you know how God's treating you so good.
他的恩典是超过我们所面临的困难。
His grace is beyond, you know, is more, you know, sufficient in our trial. It's true.
真的。是不是真的？
Is that true?
弟兄姐妹，阿门。
阿门 brothers.
他的恩典是超过我们所经历的困难的。
His grace is more is sufficient in and beyond our difficulty.
他要门徒们把这一篮一篮的装好，让他们记住神给他们的赐福是超过他们所求所想的，而且一篮一篮的计算。
And he wants the disciple to count all the leftover in baskets, so that he would let us know that that everything is so abundant.
神呼召我们。
God called us.
他呼召门徒。成为他流通的管子。
He called the disciple to be his channels of blessing.
他今天也在呼召我们。
Today he also called.
他要我们回应他的呼召。
He wants us to respond to him.
你也愿意成为他祝福的管道吗？
Are you willing to be his channels of blessing?
如果你也愿意的话。
If you're willing.
他给你的 blessing, 他给你的祝福不单单是在今世的。
The blessing he given to you is not only this life.
他给你的祝福是在那个永远的国度的永生。
He gives you the blessings in his eternal kingdom.
为什么呢？
Why?
如果你们注意看这一段圣经的最后一句，是讲到主耶稣基督知道这些群众要逼着他做王的时候。
If you know that in the last verse that Jesus knows that these crowds intend to come and make them king by.
他说众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是要那要到世间来的先知。可是耶稣。直到众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
After the people saw the miraculous signs that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
所以你们知道他为什么要退到山上去。
That's why you know why he have to withdraw to the mountain.
因为他的国度不是在乎这个世界。
Because his kingdom is not in this world.
他虽然可以满足我们每一个人的需要。
Even though he can satisfy all of our needs.
虽然在二十几年前我来到神的面前的时候，是因为我在寻求这个世界上面的需要得到满足。
Even though that I came to know him in 20 some years ago because I want to get satisfied by him.
但是神帮助我认识到。唯有认识到这位永生神的上帝，知道他在我们心中的心意，让我们降服在他的面前，称他为王，尊他为主，我们的心里面永远没办法得到平安。
Because he knows that unless we follow his will and follow him and get satisfied by him, our heart will never get peace.
感谢主。
Thank God.
神让我认识到了那个永远的平安。
God lets us know His eternal peace.
他让我认识到，除了永生以外
，He let us know besides eternal.
这个世界上面一切通通都要废去。
Everything on earth will be abolished.
他也许今天会满足我们肉体的需要。
Maybe today our physical needs can be satisfied.
但是有一天这些通通都要废去。
But one day all these things will be gone.
只有主耶稣基督，他的话永远长存。
Except Jesus Christ's word, His words will be everlasting.
他给我们的永远的生命。
He gave us everlasting life.
是在那个永远的国度里面。
In the eternal kingdom.
与他一同做王。
And become king with Him.
你们也愿意回应他吗？
Are you willing to respond to Him?
你们也愿意看见他所赐的那个丰盛的生命吗？
Are you willing to see to get His His abundant life?
这是我们今天五饼二鱼的讲道。
Today is today's five loaves.
我很快的做一个结论。
Get a quick conclusion.
第一个
First,
耶稣看见，他也知道，他更体恤我们每一个人的需要。
Jesus sees and also concern our needs.
第二件事情，我们看到的是，他 不单单要满足我们的需要，他要呼召我们与他同工，让我们成为他流通的管子，来满足众人的需要。
He not only sees our need and satisfies our need, he also calls us to be his channel of blessing to satisfy everybody.
最后一件事情，我们学到的是我们要回应他。
Last thing that we learn to respond to him.
我们如果回应他
，If we respond to him，
他要帮助我们看见那丰盛的生命。
He will teach us how to see his abundant life.
不单单在今世得百倍
，Not only get in this life，
乃是在来世得永生。
And we will get eternal life in the future.
我们接下来要唱一首诗歌。
We have to sing another hymn.
我们会有一个呼召的时间。
We have a calling time.
有机会可以让我们当中，如果你们愿意在众人的面前接受他成为你们的个人的救主。
If you're willing in front of other people to receive Jesus as your Lord.
让你也可以成为他流通的管子。
Then you can also be his channels of blessing.
成为他祝福的管道。
The channels of blessing.
请你们走到前面来。
And please come forward.
我们要将你们的决定告诉神。
We will tell God about your decision.
不要叫人看见小看你们年轻。
Don't let other people look down on you because you're young.
让神知道你在他面前所立定的心志。
Let God know that your decision about him.